Okay, so we're going to start out with new project. Okay, since we have computers this time as opposed to last time, so we're going to start and make a new project and try doing that, but I didn't want to do that when you didn't have computers. Okay, so you're coming into Visual Studio. Has everybody got Visual Studio up? Huh?
Still one more.
Okay. So try to get Visual Studio to open. Patience is a virtue or something.
So Visual 12, that's already in the project right there at this time?
No, I haven't done anything. I'm going to click over here on a new project. Is just trying to get everybody so they can do it, get into it. You guys all in okay? Ah, yes. It's a lot faster at home. Still waiting. Somebody was sitting there in the last class and was looking fine.
We're trying to see if the database.
Okay, so what you're doing, let me go back out and come back in again. Okay, you're going to go to CIS Software. And from there, you're going to choose Visual Studio 2015. And you're going to double click on Visual Studio 2015. Where am I? There I am. Only I just clicked on Win instead of paying attention to what I was saying. Okay, there's Visual Studio 2015. So you're clicking on Visual Studio 2015. And then you're coming over here, and we're going to say Start New Project. Is yours up okay?
Not yet. I'm waiting on my laptop, too.
Hers is preparing Windows now, though.
Huh?
Hers is preparing Windows now.
Okay, so we're getting close.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, as I said. I'm sorry, our computers don't work a little faster. Okay, so is it in?
Yeah.
Okay, so go to CIS information and choose Visual Studio. Okay? And don't look so panicked, it's gonna work. Okay. Are you at Visual Studio now? Does yours look like mine?
In a couple of seconds, I hope.
Tell me when you achieve success.
I don't know, you can do so much with Visual Studio. It's a lot better with just like the Visual Basic, you know?
It's all the C, various versions of C, various versions of a bunch of stuff. Okay, are you all set in the back?
Yes.
Yours is up? So you're the one that it doesn't like.
You're like the first one, I may enter the wrong thing. Success.
Good. All right, so now click on New Project. And wait another 5 minutes. There it is. Okay. Now this is an important screen to get it right. You've got to make sure that you've got Visual Basic clicked on. Okay? Last semester somebody was doing this and they had done a lot of Visual Basic, and for some reason they clicked on the C# was chosen, and they were trying to enter Visual Basic into C#, and it wasn't working too well. Okay, so you need to make sure that you've got Visual Basic there. Then you want to have Windows Form application clicked. Okay, so we want Visual Basic and Windows Form application. Down here, you want to click on the bottom right hand. You want to click on Create Directory for Solution, so that it creates a whole directory for just this project. Okay, and that creates a directory. You can then zip up what's the contents of that directory and send it to me. Now, the next thing you have to do on this page is decide where you want to put it. So I'm going to click on Browse, and I'm going to go to my E drive, and I'm going to pick my E drive to put whatever I do on. So I'm going to put it in, I think I'll just put it in the root of the E drive right now. But I could, because VB18 is my problems. So I'm going to just put it on the E drive. And so I'm going to click on Select Folder. And it's now set it up as the root of the E drive. If I had clicked on a particular folder, it would have included the folder in there. Okay, but I'm just now putting it on the root of the E drive. And if you have a flash drive, it's a good thing to do. Now, it is selecting Windows Application 1. And I don't want that to be the name. I'm going to call it First Try. Okay, so I've given it a name of First Try. Notice that it is repeating that. If you download this at home, it may not ask you for the solution name. And that's fine. You just want to save when you go in. But it may not ask you for the solution. Okay, or it may not have a slot for it. The same thing that I put in name goes into solution name. Okay? So these are the things that you need to stop and make sure you do. So that, number one, you can find the solution and know where you put it. Number two, you know what it's named. And if people try to change this when they're partway through the project, it becomes problematic. You have to really know what you're doing in order to change the names and things. So it just makes ultimate sense to stop here and make sure that you have got it in the right place, the right name, that it's a Windows form application, that it's Visual Basic, and you're creating a directory for the solution. Okay, you have problems?
First drive. I was really behind because it didn't kick in.
Okay.
She's just looking to looking to save her project in a location, that's all.
Okay. And you can put it anywhere. If you have a flash drive, and if you don't, I'd bring one from now on. Because it's just a nice, easy way to be able to save the thing, is to put it on a flash drive. And then you can save it and take it home. But at this point, if you save it on our computers, the place to save it would be probably on the N drive. Do you know how to get...
I just had the N drive on, and I just saved it to whatever it was on.
I mean, you can get it to any... You can get it from any location anyway.
On the N drive, you can get it from any place. So I'd put it on the N drive. Okay? So if you do a browse... Okay, you can go in and pick the N drive, which is right there. And if I pick that, then that would show up. I'm going to stay on the E drive because I'd rather have it when I go home and not have to log in to get to the N drive. But I'm just going to put it on the E drive. Okay, so everybody okay there?
Yeah.
Okay. So once you've got everything done, and as I said, stop and look. Then you click OK. And eventually, this is what... hello? Okay. There we go. So eventually, this is what you should see. Okay? So I've got my Solution Explorer, and notice first try up there, that's the name that I gave it. So this is called First Try, and the folder is going to be First Try. Here is my properties. Here's the form I want to design. And the toolbox is over here on the side. It may be open. In fact, I need to open it, so I'm going to open it. I'm also going to push these things over a little bit so I have a little more room. So I'm pushing those things over. And then I'm clicking on Toolbox, and I'm going to pin it down. Okay, so now I've pinned down the toolbox. And I'm going to select Common Controls, okay, because those are the things that you're going to use for the first month at least. I don't think we'll be using much of anything else. So, toolbox was over here at the side. Okay. All right. So now I've got my toolbox, I've got my form, and I'm all set. So I can first say I'm going to drag over a label. And so I'm dragging over a label and putting it wherever I want it on the form. Okay. So I dragged over a label. And I want to go up and get the name. Okay? And in order to do that, I like to have this box clicked, which is A to Z, apparently. And this is grouping. I like to work with that box, so that's the one I usually have checked. The second one in right on the label 1. Okay, that's the one I want to work with. So I'm going to change the name of label one, and I'm going to say name, because I'm going to ask somebody to put in their name. And I'm sorry, I was thinking I was a text. You want to call that text name. Sorry. When I get down to the word text, I'm going to write name colon. So I'm calling this text name. Actually, maybe I should just go home. I'm going to call that LBL name because it's a label. Maybe I should just call it quits. I feel like I'm getting a cold. That's my excuse.
Yeah, I do it. I put label LBL, but now you're thinking.
Yeah, right. Well, I obviously didn't think twice. So I win. So I've labeled this as LBL name. I don't believe I did that three times, but anyway. And then I scroll down, and I find the text box. And that's where I change what I want to appear on the screen. So I'm going to call that name with a colon after it. Because that's the word that I want to appear on the screen. And if I click away from that for a minute, it will then bring that up. So you can see now on my form that I've got something called name colon. And it's in LBL name. Okay. Now I'm going to get a text box, and I'm going to bring over a text box. And this is where I want to have them enter their name. So I'm going to change that and call it TXT name, because that's the place I want them to enter their name. And I don't want to put anything in that text box, so I'm not going to change the text property. Because if I put something in that text box, then they just have to erase it when they go to put their name in. So that's a pain in the neck. Why do I want to do that to them? So I'm just going to name the box. Okay, so I've got text name. Okay. So now I'm going to go in and I can put in something else. And payroll is obviously an easy thing to do, so we'll play around with that. So I'm going to drag over another label. You can either drag it over or you can highlight it and drop it there. And I'm going to call this label LBL Hours. HRS, I put. So that's going to be where they're going to tell me how many hours they worked. So I'm calling that LBL Hours. And since they need to know that's where they're going to enter it, I'm going to go down and get the text property by scrolling down and getting the text property and change that to hours colon. Okay, so I've now called that hours colon. And I'm now going to bring over a text box where I'm going to have them enter in the hours, and I'm going to call that text hours. So I've got a label hours, a text hours, and now I'm going to put pay per hour.
I'm trying.
The next thing that you want to enter is pay per hour. So go ahead and put on a box that says pay per hour, label that says pay per hour, and a text box for that, and put in another one that says pay. So I want you to put in two more labels and two more text box. One is pay per hour, And one is pay, where I'm going to put the results of a calculation. So I'm going to do it too, but you do it. I called it pay hour, P-A-Y-H-R. And I put pay per hour on the label. And then I'm putting on a label pay, and I call that just P-A-Y. And in the text, I'm going to put total pay.
It's kind of sad or weird even that I made this, like I'm making this exact program.
Oh, yeah?
You know, because like, it's the only way. It's like, I know this one.
Yeah, no, it's a probably one of the most classic. If you can't think of anything else to do, do pay per hour.
I'm sorry. Don't you put pay per hour here or no?
Well, you are naming the label there, so you can just basically just put it into your own organization. So you would put LBL, PPH. So I know the paper on it, but just LBL is what you go to label, and then whatever you want to call it. Yeah, so that's not going to change this name, that's just letting you know what it is,
okay.
And then the actual text. No space. You can put space in the other one.
Okay, so everybody got that set up?
No, not yet. I'm sorry. Go on. Right there.
That's what you check in.
And then you're going to take button and bring the button over. And I'm going to call that button calc. Because I am going to be calculating my pay. So I'm calling that button calc. And on it, I am going to change the text property and say calculate pay. And my button wasn't quite big enough, so I had to stretch it out so I could see all of calculate pay. So I now have calculate pay on here. Okay. So I've got my form all made. Now, what I want to do is I want to calculate the pay. So I'm going to go in and I'm clicking on calculate pay. Double click on that. And when that double click on that, it brings up code for that button. And here it is. Button, calc, click. So that's the code that will be executed when that button is clicked. So when that button is clicked, it will be executed. So what I want to do is I want to put into the field I called text pay, and the thing I want to change is its text property. So I want to change the text property of text pay, and I want to make it equal to text pay per hour times, and times is an asterisk. I'm sorry, I forgot the dot text on that. Pay per hour dot text times text hours dot text. So I'm saying to it, take the content that is in that box, the text that somebody typed into that box. So take the text in pay per hour, multiply it by the text in hours, and store it in text pay. So I'm saying multiply them together and put them into text pay. Yes, no, maybe? She's never taken any computer courses before.
Just ignore me for now. I'm going to definitely follow the book. It looks easy, but I can't keep up. Sorry.
Well, as I said, I'll stay after class so we can go over anything you want. Okay? So now what do? Now I want to test it and see if I got it right. So I come up here to say where it says start, and there's a little green diamond next to it. And I click on start. And eventually it will bring up the form. Good Lord. Eventually is the word for it. I can't believe how slow this is.
It's faster than last semester.
Huh?
It's faster than last semester.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, so now it has brought up the box, and it's brought up a gazillion other things that I need to figure out how to change some settings if I can. Because I really don't want all this stuff up here. And if I click all this stuff and make it go away, can I just make it all go away? Thank you. Now I have the code and I have the form. And so I've got both the form and the code. Okay? So I'm going to type in somebody's name. And their name is John Doe. And the hours they worked are 50. And the pay per hour is 50. And so when I say calculate pay, it comes back and tells me they made $2,500. Okay? So it gives me the answer. So that's how you do one of these from scratch. Okay? Now the thing that I actually was bad about is I didn't save it yet. And I'm going to save it. And so I'm going to do File, Save All. When I do Save, I do File, Save All.
And we have to zip VB to to send it, right?
Right. So I have now done a file save all. If I were doing anything more complicated than this, I usually do a save all right when I start. And about every 10 minutes I do a save all, because that's about how much I'm willing to lose if things crash. So I save about every 10 minutes. And that way I've only lost 10 minutes worth of work.
I'm surprised it doesn't have an autosave feature.
It kind of does, but it's Okay, so that's how you set up and do a basic program. Now we're going to go back and look at some existing ones. But I just wanted to run through how to do the basics. So I can now say close solution. So I am now closing the solution. Okay, so it's now closed up. Okay. So now if you go back and look, PayCalc was the first one we looked at, and that one we looked at yesterday, but I still want to go over it very briefly because yesterday was not a memorable event, or it was, maybe. So I want to do an open, and when I do an open, I want to open the project solution. So I click on project solution. And let me just back out for a second while I save that. Okay. So I open, want to open Project Solution, and I'm going to go to my E drive. And on my E drive, I have all of these that I'm working with. So I'm clicking on PayCalc. And then when I get... I click, kind of, and finally when I see this particular icon, the BBIO kind of icon, I click on it to open. Okay. So now I've opened the form. And on this one, I came up here and I changed the form name. The project is PayCalc. This would be Form 1. I actually went in and changed that name to Form PayCalc because I wanted a different name other than Form 1. Okay? So again, when I did this, I did the same thing we just did, except that I did a lot of extra buttons, and then we added this whatever stuff in class yesterday. So that's not on yours. That whatever stuff was what I added in class yesterday. Okay? So if I want to get rid of that, I can just click on it and say delete. Delete. Why didn't that delete there? And delete. And those have all gone away, so I'm back to where I was originally. So I put a bunch of text boxes up there, a bunch of labels, and a bunch of buttons. And the first button, if I click on it, did exactly what we did just now when we created one. Except I called it hours work instead of hours. And I called it gross pay instead of pay. But whatever, it's working on what we did. So that is the same thing that we did. The next routine down is the me close. And this is closing a method or procedure called close. It's using close to close the current form, which is me close. The clear is clearing out the contents. And so textgrosspay.clear, I'm clearing out the content. And then the last button, okay, because I should get rid of that one because I no longer need it. The last button I set up three work areas, if you remember. So I've set up three work areas as double, which is a kind of decimal number. And then after I set them up, I took the things on the form, converted them to double. C double, converted them to double, and put them in work hours worked and work pay hour. So I took the two numeric things and put them in the work areas. And then I said, okay, now that they're in the work areas, multiply the two work areas together and put it into the third work area.
Yep. My computer just froze.
Your computer just froze?
Yeah, it was just weird. It just froze. I thought it was because I was testing the program, but it just froze.
Wonderful.
And never mind.
Okay, and then once I put it in the work area, I said I want to move it to the text box. But as I'm doing it, I want to convert it to string using the currency format. So I converted it to string. That's a method that I'm doing. The toString is something that Visual Basic said a lot of people are going to want to do this, so we're going to make a method for them to do it, and then they won't have to worry about it. So I'm converting it to string and storing it. So that when I run this, okay, John Doe, hours worked 50, pay per hour 50, and when I calculate regular, it gives me 2,500. But if I hit the more complicated one, and I'm having trouble moving this because of the smart board up there, it converts to currency. So when I click on calculate, it does this routine. When I click on the other calculator, it did that routine. Okay? So it got different routines, and this one ended up with currency format. Questions? Okay. That kind of finishes up what I would have done yesterday or Tuesday. Oh, yesterday is always the last time I saw you, and tomorrow is always the next time I see you. So don't take yesterday and tomorrow to mean anything other than that. Okay. So now I'm going to close this solution, and I'm going to open the next one. So if I go and look, the next one is called CIS Basic Project. So I'm now moving into Chapter 2. Okay, so what I would like you, if you have the book, I would like you to read Chapters 1 and 2. If you've got a different book, let me know. If anybody would like an old book for .NET or something, I have a gazillion of them in my office. So if you want a book, you'd like a book? So if you are interested in a book, let me know and I'll bring a few in and you can choose which ones you want. Or you can come to my office and I can give you a few. I should be cleaning out all the books in my office anyway because I no longer can reach a set of chairs because there's so many books in there. So, anyway. Okay, so the next one I'm going to look at is CIS Basic Project. Okay? So I'm going to do a file, open, project solution, and I'm going to go and look for CIS Basic Project. And there it is. And I'm going to load it. Okay. So on this one, I have an image. Okay? So I'm putting an image up here. I've got a variety of words, and I've got two different buttons. So if I were to start this, there is the form, and that came up reasonably fast. If I click on the word welcome, it gives me a welcome in two ways. It gives me a pop-up welcome, and it writes the word welcome on the form. It wasn't there before. It wrote the word welcome on the form. Okay? So again, if I exit and I rerun, the word welcome isn't there. When I click on welcome, it's now there, and I also get the pop-up. Then when I say exit, I'm out of here. The pop-up, I have to click OK on before I can go back to the form. Whenever a pop-up comes up, I have to respond to that before I can go back to the form. Okay? So I clicked OK, I've responded to it, and now I'm back to the form doing nothing. Okay, so let's look at the code that went into that. Okay. First of all, I got a label welcome. And I checked visible. I put use visible. Okay, you doing okay, folks? Okay. I said label welcome dot visible. So now I'm going to go back and look at the form. See that label welcome right there? I set up a field, and I named it label welcome. Okay. And I set a property down here known as visible. I set it to false. So that means that it doesn't show when I run the program, because this area that has the word welcome in it, because welcome is the text that I put in it, but I said make it visible, false. So I'm not letting people see it. The visibility is false. So, label welcome is not visible. Now, if I look at my code, once I click on that welcome, it says, change the visible property of label welcome to true. So now it's visible because I've changed it to true. So I've said, take label welcome and make the visible true as opposed to false. So now I can see it. And then the pop-up is done with a message box. So I'm saying message box, use the show method on method box, and it comes up with the word welcome. So I saw the pop-up that said welcome, and I made the message itself true. Visible is true. And I don't quite know why that last thing. Sometimes it creates things that I don't need. In fact, I'll actually explain that to you in a minute. But I'm going to make it go away for now. And then if they click the exit button and I can know that it's the exit button because it says button exit. If I click the button exit, then it closes the form. So that's all I did there. Okay? Now, when I looked at it a minute ago, it had a load. The load means when the form first loads, if there's something special you want to do, then do it. So I could have made the visible happen when I loaded the form. If I want a load event, a procedure, I double-click any blank place. Hello? Yeah, I did it. I just expected it to go over. And it creates a, this is called the CIS form, because that's the name I gave it. If you don't change the name, it will be called Form 1. This is the load event associated with CIS form. So if there was something I wanted to say, when I first loaded this, I could put it here. So I can put in another message box. And in this message, I can say, hello. So I'm saying hello here. And I said welcome the other place. Okay, so this is a message box that I'm showing when the form loads. So now if I run this, it loaded. As soon as it loaded, it said okay. I ran it. As soon as it loaded, it said okay.
Now, is that because the form is the first thing to load?
Yes.
Okay. So it would have been whatever's the priority in sequence, basically?
Yeah, right. And actually, there is a whole sequence that I don't honestly remember what they are.
Okay.
But if you really want to fine-tune this stuff, you can look it up. And I think we actually, I'm not sure whether they cover this semester or next semester, but there is a hierarchy of what happens.
Okay.
Okay, so I've said hello, and now I say okay, and the form comes up, and I can say welcome, and I say welcome, and all is well. And then I exit. Now, how did I get the form on there? Well, if I go back and look at the form, this is a picture box. And if I clicked on that box, notice I clicked on the box. And when I clicked on the box, over here it says picture box. So that's how I know what it was. So I had gone to the toolbox, and I had found the picture box and dragged it over here because I wanted to put a picture on it. So I dragged the picture over there. Okay? So if I have the toolbox and I look for picture box and I got a little room down here, so I'm going to put another picture box over there. So I just put another picture box on the form. Okay, so I can drag over and put a picture box on the form. Now I've got this picture box, and I'll call it picture 2 or something like that, PIC, or P-box, I don't remember actually what it is, PIC, it doesn't matter, I can call it whatever I want, PIC box, that seems good. Two. Okay. So I've made a picture box there. Now if I go down and I say image and I click on image and I come in here and click on the three dots and the three dots bring up this screen and it says, okay, what would you like to put out as the picture? and I click on, at that point, local resource, because I want to put out a local resource. That means that it's here. I've got it. I don't have to get it offline or something. And now I'm saying import, and I'm clicking on import. And I think I've got a picture around here someplace. Here's one called image. So I'm clicking on that. Okay. So that's the image that it's going to import. So I said local resource, import, and then I looked around until I found the image that I wanted. Okay. So now I've got the image that I want. And I said, okay, and there it is. Now, I made a box that was too small for it. I'd have to make the box bigger or whatever, but I've now got an image on the form. Okay? So I just brought this image over, and I either have to make the box bigger, or I have to go into Paint and make a smaller image, or whatever it is I want to do. So if I make the box a little bit bigger, okay, that seems to make pretty much hold it. So there's my image. Okay, so that's a way to bring an image onto the form. Okay, CIS department up here. I also went in and put a border style of fixed 3D. So you can play around with these a lot. Notice that's kind of sunken, and that's because I went in on border style, and there were three dots over here, and I picked fixed 3D. So I can pick, if I click here, okay, actually it didn't come up with three dots, usually it comes up with three dots, sometimes it's a drop down arrow. So I picked that and I chose fixed 3D, so that's the kind of border that I wanted around it. If I wanted a background color, I could choose a background color. So there's a lot of things in the properties that I can use if I want to essentially enhance the look. I've got background color, I've got font, I've got foreground color, so I can go in and change a lot of those things to make things look the way I wanted to. Okay, notice my fore color on a lot of these is set to blue. If you look at my buttons, my background color is set. So I went in and I changed the properties on a lot of these so that you can see the differences in the properties. Okay, so there is the button. And if you go and look at background color, you can see I put a background color on that button. Okay, so I use properties to impact the look of the form. So that's what I'm doing there, is impacting the look of the form. Okay. Questions? So I think I'm done with this one, so I'm going to do a file, close solution. And now it's asking me if I want to save all the changes that I made, and I'm going to say no, and so I left. Okay, but I didn't do a save all to save what I did, so on the way out it asked me if I wanted to save, because it's got it temporarily saved. Okay, the third thing we're going to start to look at is InfoCalc project, which is fairly basic again. So so I'm going to open that. Notice the little note that I've got up here. I can get out of here by clicking on an X. I can click on the exit button. Or Alt X will also exit. So there's a variety of ways I can exit the form when it's running. Okay, here is the form. So up at the top on greet, I have three different kinds of greetings.
Okay. So I have three different ways I can do a greet. I can greet into a label, I can greet into a text box, or I can greet into a message box. And when I'm done with that, I'm going to put the cursor in the text name box. So textName.focus, that's a method. The focus method moves the cursor around and puts it in a particular spot. So if I want the cursor to be someplace to kind of hint to somebody they should be opening it, then I can use the textName.focus, and that will get there.
So, I'm going to run this, and I am basically saying, okay, John, okay, and if that box is called textName.text, I'm all set, but I don't actually remember what that's called, so we'll go ahead and see. If I type greet, it says, hello, John, hello, John, hello, John, three ways.
Okay, so I put name in there, and then I said, hello, John, hello, John, and hello, John. Now, notice that these are not regular fonts. They're bold and everything else. So what does that mean? What did I change about those fields? Properties. I changed the properties of those fields. So if you go and look at this property, this one is called label greet. Okay, so this one is called label greet. The next one is called text greet. And the third one is the message box. And if you go and look at the label box and the text box, you'll see that I set the font, that I did something with the font. Okay, so if I wrote over here, greet. Yeah, that's okay. So I got okay. And notice the focus is back here. The focus is back there. Because that's what I told it to do. And if I put in do here and say greet, it doesn't do anything different. So that box is apparently not being used. Okay. Now, how do I know this? If I get out of here and I go and I look at the design of the form, okay, I can see that this is called text name. Okay, that field is called text name. If I look at this one, this is called info calc. No, I'm sorry.
Text last name.
Text last name. So that was where I should put dough, but I wasn't using it for this particular thing. Now notice there's a label that is kind of here because I fill it in, but it's really not showing up. Okay? But if this is Texcrete, if I go over and look for Labelgrete, there's Labelgrete. Okay? And if I click on it, notice the little box that pops up over there? Sorry, I've got to go and take a pic. Okay, now I'm back. Notice the little box that picks up over there. So I had a label box that I put here, but I didn't put anything in it. And so it's invisible. It's not, you don't see it because it's, I didn't put anything in it. So it just doesn't seem to be there. Okay? But I was using it in my code and putting something there. So that when I run this, and I put Susan in here, and click on the greet button, it shows up over there in that label. Okay, it puts something in that label, even though there didn't used to be anything. So that's kind of another way of having that visible and hide visible true and false. It's kind of a workaround for that to some degree. And then here's the message box. So I got the hello out there three different ways. So if I look at the code again, those are the three things. I said, wherever that label, text label greet is, I wanted to say hello, followed by the text name. The ampersand means concatenate. It means put the two things together as one. And then text greet, I also put in hello and concatenate that with the text name. And with message box, I also say hello and calculate with the text name. And then I put the focus back on the name for no particularly good reason, but if I want to change it, I can. So I put the focus back on the name.
Just a question.
Yep.
Just because last semester, I don't remember using the ampersand sign. Were you able to do the same thing with vowel?
You could use a plus.
Oh, just a plus.
An ampersand or a plus. I like the ampersand better, because there's no confusion about it, whereas plus, there's a confusion. Okay. So then I have the me close, and then I came down here and I've got text where I'm going to calculate text interest. Okay, so if I hit calculate inches, if I run this, and I'm going to pull it over out of the way. And I put in the number of feet, so 5 feet. And I click on calculate. It comes back and tells me 60 inches. Okay. Now, if I had tried to write in the inches, it didn't let me. I'm trying to write in the inches. It's not letting me. What did I do? So if I try to write in it, where did they go? There it is. If I try to write in that, I can't do it. And that's because it's a read-only. So where do you think I would set read-only? In the properties. So the properties for the text inches is a read only. And if I go and look at the properties for that, and I look at inches, and notice it's a little grayish looking, and read only has a true on it. So that box means I can't the user can't enter anything into it. It can only show a result. Okay? So read-only is a nice thing to keep the user from entering things in places you don't want the user entering them.
So probably would be better to read-only, like TotalPay?
Yes, yes. Yes, because TotalPay should not have something entered. Now, I will replace whatever they enter anyway if they hit the button, but it may end up confusing them. And I also, when you look at a form, sometimes you don't know what things you should fill in.
Yeah.
So it's better to make them a read-only. And they change them, as you can see on your screen, it's not as clear up there, but it changes it to kind of a light gray. And so it implies that you can't do anything with it. Okay, so now if we look at the calculate said, and here's how I put comments in. I have a single quote, and that turns it to green and makes it a comment. Okay? So I set up I dim two things. I set up two memory variables. So again, dim takes and sets up a memory variable, an area in memory that gets that name. And with Visual Basic, I need to tell it what kind of data it is. So I had, on the example we looked at before, I said as double, which was a large decimal. Here I'm saying as integer, which means it can't have any decimals. That one is usable. The one above is turned into a comment. And the reason I turned it into a comment is I wanted to tell you that you could assign a value to something when you define it. So I can set something up as an integer and assign it a value, or I can assign the value later on when I'm working with it. I have that choice. Okay? There's also something known as a constant, which we will look at, and something like how many inches there are in a foot would be a constant because it can't be changed. Okay? So I made a note and said there are 12 inches in a foot. And then I said, this memory variable area called integer inches in foot, which is a memory variable, I am assigning to it the value 12, right down here. So I'm assigning 12 to it. Then I said, okay, now take the number of feet that the person entered, multiply it by 12, and put it back into text inches. And then I also have a place called text note where I put this little message that I put out there. Up above, I dimmed an area in memory called string note. Then I put that information into the area of memory called string note. And then I said, take string note and put it on the form as the text for the thing I call text note. Does that make sense? And the last thing that I did was I just said, this is how you tell it a date. Actually, it's not the last thing. It's the one other thing. This is how you tell it a date. You put it in number signs, and then it knows it's a date. So when I move it to the text box, it will show the date as 1/24/2010. It knows that's a date, and it shouldn't be doing a divide. Because if you look at it, okay, so if I click on date, it shows it like that.
there a way to like make it so it's a live date?
Oh, sure. You can grab it from the system, or you can have the user type it in.
And then on this last one, I said, take whatever you ended in the first name, concatenate it with whatever you ended in the last name, and put it out as the full name.
So if I put in Amy Costa, and I click greet, it gives me hello Amy. I click show, and it shows Amy Costa. So it concatenates those two together. Okay? And if I put feet in as two, I know that there are 24 inches. So those are all of the things that are going on there. Okay? So I'm concatenating and putting a space is the first name, concatenating with a space, concatenating with the last name. And I'm getting both names put up there.